every once in a while, I have a conversation with one of my children that stops me in my tracks. And I had one of those with my oldest son the other day. We were talking about some of his friends from school, and one of the names caught my attention. I repeated the name back and asked, "Is he from?" And then I named the part of the world from which I thought that name might come. And my son paused, looked at me, and said, "No, Dad, he's American. He lives here." In that moment, I realized that my children see the world much differently than I do. When I encounter someone with a different color of skin than me or with a particular accent, my first thought is to associate that person as Asian, Greek, or Latino. My son, however, sees them first as American, simply because they're here. Now, this diversity is part of what defines us as Americans. I mean, we all came to this country originally as the tired, the poor, and the huddled masses. I recently had a chance to talk to some of my Facebook friends about where their families came from originally and for how many generations they'd been here. Nearly every corner of the globe was represented in their responses, and some had been here for just a generation and others for centuries. And one of those friends noted that, you know, unless we're Native American, we're essentially all boat people. You know, we're a nation of imports. And even some of what we consider as quintessentially American has been imported from somewhere else. I mean, would there even be baseball had there not first been cricket? It's hard to imagine even our American cuisine without its many influences. Most of our favorites have roots from somewhere else. And as we approach the season of cookouts and backyard barbecues, we have Germany to thank for our hot dogs and England for our apple pie. Now, this week we celebrate Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May, commemorating the victory of the Mexicans over the French army at the Battle of Pueblo in 1862. Now, I dare say most people will not be thinking much about history as they enjoy a cold Corona with lime or some Mexican fare, but it's hard to imagine 21st century America without the influences of our growing Latino population. Now, one of my go-to dishes for Cinco de Mayo is a fresh salsa made with black beans, corn, red bell pepper, onions, and tomatoes, and it's seasoned with earthy cumin and some fresh cilantro. Now, you can get that full recipe on the website. Cilantro, one of those key ingredients in that salsa, is one of my absolute favorites. I was first introduced to it while living in Texas during the early 1990s. A Latino friend of mine took me to an out-of-the-way joint where the tacos were made with soft corn tortillas, seasoned meat, raw onions, and lots of cilantro. Oh, they were amazing, and I was forever hooked on the clean, fresh taste of that leafy herb. When I moved to Indiana in the mid-1990s, cilantro was really hard to find, but not anymore. It's one of those great benefits of an increasingly diverse population. Now, I don't know if we'll ever update our idioms to make room for our diverse American reality. Imagine if we said, as American as motherhood and pad thai. But I'm grateful my children are growing up in a country where no matter what color of skin you have or how you pronounce your last name, you're American because you're here.
Scott Hutchison works in economic and community development for Purdue University and writes about food, family, and community for newspapers, magazines, radio, and TV. You can find his recipe for black bean salsa at wbaa.org